You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My sister is mean to me a lot, but whenever I say anything, she tells me I'm too sensitive. Is that true? And what do I do? Let's get into it.
Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I don't care.
And Jed Brewer.
I do care, Glenn. Caring is cool.
We are at a zero caring pH level for this episode, which is higher than normal, to be entirely honest.
Yes. That's your problem.
We are answering a question that came into our inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. You're welcome to write in a question if you have one. Tonight's question says, my sister is mean to me a lot, but whenever I say anything, she tells me I'm too sensitive. Is that true? And what do I do about it? Well, Glenn, let's start off with the idea of maybe you're just too sensitive about the mean things I say about you.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you step on my toes and I make a loud noise, you may say that the noise is too loud. You may want to evaluate the tenor of my response. But the thing is, you still step on my toes.
Yep. Yeah.
And an overreaction on my part doesn't change whether or not you factually did this thing or not. So I think what we want to do with the show is to really bring out, okay, if you've done that thing, if you've stepped on my toes or whatever, and the discussion is now my reaction to it and not the stepping on the toes element of that, what does that really say? What does that really mean? And what's the true nature of this conversation?
Really great place to start off. Jed, I'd love to get you to pick up there, because Glenn mentioned, I think it's a very important point, the point of overreaction.
Sure.
So not only does the person who did the offending behavior probably not get to judge how bad it was or not, I'm not sure they really get a role in saying how big the proper reaction is.
Yeah, they super don't. They super don't. Is it, suppose someone does something mean to you, is it possible to overreact to that? Sure, absolutely. Is it possible to be overly sensitive? Yes. Overly defensive? Yes. Doesn't change the fact they did something mean. That's actually the core issue here. Every human being struggles with both over and under reaction. Everybody struggles with that. You know, sometimes we go a bit too far. Sometimes we don't go far enough when we respond to things. But the key thing is, if somebody's being a jerk, your overreaction or not doesn't change that. They've still been a jerk. Those things don't cancel each other out. And this is, you know, we're going to get into this a little bit later, but people have a way of implying, I may have been a jerk, but you kind of overreacted, so it's like we're even now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Life doesn't work that way.
Right,
life doesn't work that way. If you were a jerk, then you were a jerk, regardless of how I felt about it, to the positive or the negative. And if we're living in a world where you can't own up to the fact that you were a jerk, that is our real problem.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. These guys have brought up some very good points about this idea of someone minimizing your experience and your pain. That's not okay. The sad thing about that, really, is that we'd love to have an answer for your question that is, here's how to have your sister or your other family members be more empathetic and more people-type people.
Yeah.
Because this is
maybe
not being a person.
Step on your toes and they'd know how it feels. Is that...
We tried it in my family. It's not going great, but, you know, it's one strategy.
It's an option.
We're 30 years in. We haven't really made any breakthroughs yet, but hey, you know, maybe next year. But the thing on that is, so the answer is not fixing what is wrong with your sister, unfortunately.
Yeah.
The answer is, what can you do to not be in these situations to be able to handle it better? And that's exactly what we're talking about when we come back on The Bridge Loud.
My shit! Oh, the bliss of this glorious thought! My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! No, oh, my soul! Assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless state, and has shed his own blood for my soul.
We're back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm totally offended.
This is how he starts now, and Jed Brewer.
I don't think you're offended enough.
We're talking about...
Just trying to get some sympathy. Yep.
Sure. Talking about siblings. Talking about siblings being mean. I will briefly share before we get back into the question. I was home for a holiday rather recently. My brother and I are reflecting on the time we made the babysitter quit because he threw a dog bone that hit me in the head, from which I started bleeding profusely. Wow. And we made a grown woman. I can't stress that enough. Not a 15-year-old. A grown woman say, you know, I'm going to find a different profession.
Yeah.
Had a little much.
That's so good.
So let's say we all have siblings. We all kind of know how this dynamic's going down.
Yeah.
Our question or not is about that. It comes in the bridgelot@gmail.com. It says, my sister is mean to me a lot. But whenever I say anything, she tells me I'm too sensitive. Is that true? And what do I do? And Glenn, I'd love to get you to start us off on this. We talked in that last segment about how you should react or not react to your sister trying to dismiss and minimize. But let's get into a little bit about what does that say about the person, about the relationship we have, the person who does those kind of behaviors?
Well, yeah, I mean, fundamentally, if I do something to hurt you, violate you in some sort of way, the responsible thing is for me to take responsibility for that. If I'm taking, instead of taking the blame on myself, I'm laying the blame on you, I'm saying that I am not willing to take that responsibility, and I'm implying that there's something wrong with you. A classic example of this might be a boyfriend who gets caught cheating, and he says, why were you looking on my phone?
Yeah.
You're violating my privacy.
Yep. You're the real monster here.
That's right. That's a way of not taking a responsibility, avoiding that, and putting it on the other person.
Changing the narrative, as our friends in political coverage might say. That's a fantastic way to start. And Jed, let's look into this idea of there is such a thing as being overly sensitive.
Sure.
Kind of in general.
Sure.
But is there some kind of litmus test we can kind of give ourselves to judge on, was this a real mean thing? Am I prone to seeing this way? How do we do that?
That's a great question. Here's what we do. This is the litmus test. Ask yourself this. Would your friend, just think of a friend you have, would they be upset if you did or said to them something your sister does to you?
Mm-hmm.
If they would, then it's a mean thing.
Yeah.
It's super straightforward. And I bet you can answer that question real fast. And I bet you can look at a pattern of behavior and realize it's probably yes again and again and again. Your friend would be upset. This is mean. What you need to know is that doing mean stuff and then blaming the victim of that mean stuff for being bothered by it is a classic move of troubled people. That goes on a lot. And that indicates to us a few things. It indicates that you're right to be upset. It indicates you're not oversensitive. It indicates this is mean. But it also means, again, because it's a pattern, that it's not so much about figuring out how do we respond to and analyze every individual mean thing. It's what do we do with this person as a whole so that we can get out of this pattern of behavior.
Absolutely. And just to be clear, we're not advocating having them taken care of. We say, what do we do with this person? Talking about the holistic moves in the relationship.
Right.
Just in case you're listening this late at night, various law enforcement agencies. But we're going to be back to talk exactly about what Jed just said when we come back on the Bridge Loud.
For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son.
We're back here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I have a viewpoint on this. Do you ever think of that?
Nope. And Jed Brewer?
I have never considered Glenn's viewpoint on this.
It gets really awkward when we have staff meetings. And Glenn says, like, well, here's what I think we should do. And Jed just pretends like he didn't hear it. It's real weird. Well, you need to ask a question that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. That's the address. You are welcome to write in a question if you have one for us. This week's question says, my sister is mean to me a lot, but whenever I say anything, she tells me I am too sensitive. Is that true? And what do I do? So, Jed, I'd love you to start us out on this one. We've talked about what this might mean from your side, your sister's side. But let's get to this. What do I do?
Okay. The best thing you can do to deal with mean people is to steer clear of them. One of the things that we run into a lot that happens a lot in families is the idea of I'm going to fix it. I'm going to find the magic words and I'm going to break it down, and then they're going to see the light and they're going to act right. No, you're not, and no, they're not. It's an unfortunate reality that people least want to hear advice from a family member. Mm-hmm. They would rather take it from anyone other than you. So given that, the best thing is to minimize contact with this person. You know, it's kind of crappy that that's what we've got, but that's what we've got. That's what we're at. If you've got someone that's regularly throwing punches, don't be near them. Instead, get some good stuff in your life, things that bring you joy and peace and satisfaction, and pursue those.
Absolutely right. And Glenn, I wonder if you can pick us up on that point. There's some specific types of areas we may be able to look for these things to do to be outside the home. And if you grew up in the kind of environment where there's a lot of mean stuff, there's a lot of tearing down, being thrown around, you really can get something for yourself out of being in a place where you're building people up, right?
That's right. I mean, it's inevitable. If you're dealing with somebody who's not taking responsibility for what they're doing wrong, they're not learning, they're not growing, they're not bettering themselves, they will eventually destroy this relationship. And the benefit of being in a relationship where your viewpoint is valued, where you can discuss you're doing something that's hurting me, is you get an opportunity to grow as an individual and have more of a sense of self-worth that's coming out of that relationship. But you get to benefit that other person. They're learning and growing as a result of being with you. So I think it's about recognizing that when you're in that orbit of somebody who's not taking responsibility, it's a destructive thing for you and for them. No one's benefiting by this. Giving them space to work that out and getting into a positive, more healthy environment. Maybe that's a church. Maybe that's a dating relationship, a new circle of friends, new hobby where you're meeting new people. Getting into a more positive group of people who have real sympathy and understanding for you is important.
Absolutely right. I think we can't underscore enough this idea of when you're in a bad and dysfunctional environment, even if you're the victim of it, which certainly sounds like you are here, you're going to pick up some things. Mm-hmm. So one of the best things about doing these kinds of things, of whether that's a church organization or outreach to homeless people or the go down to the shelter and help out with the dogs and whatnot, just something that is about other people and not you, is you're going to pick up the other side of that. You're going to be in a new situation where you can pick up some other more functional habits, and that's going to serve you very well over the course of your life. It's all going to serve you very well when you have to go back to that dysfunctional environment. You have some new tools to pick up on that. And that's exactly what we want for you. We're back with just a little more right here on The Bridge Loud.
You This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
You don't care what I think.
No. Also joined by Jed Brewer.
Sometimes. Not all the time. Sometimes, right. Though.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Hard to predict when.
Yes. Glenn gets more sensitive as it gets closer to 3:30 in the morning.
That's
really wants to get into it and really get those emotional layers out of the way. So we're sharing an answer to a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, my sister is mean to me a lot, but whenever I say anything, she tells me I'm too sensitive. Is that true? And what do I do? Now, obviously, we mentioned that you may want to get out. You may want to do something nice for yourself. You may want to have a nice meal alone. Just, you know, maybe it comes with lovely sauce. Maybe it comes with a little bit of sauce.
The secret sauce.
So, Glenn, unfortunately, we in the day job we have with guys coming out of jail, guys coming out of addiction, there's a lot of dysfunctional family dynamics.
That's right.
But there's a lot of people who realize and want to do the work to grow past that. So what do you tell them in those situations?
Well, for us, as you were mentioning in the last segment, the nature of our work is we're doing Christian ministry with people at the bottom of life. So sympathy is sort of baked into that process. You couldn't get far if you're unsympathetic to their struggles.
And if you were unsympathetic to the stories we hear, you would be a monster.
Yes. That's exactly right. And so part of that, for us, begins with recognizing your worth and your value to God, primarily, but to the rest of us as well. This idea that God has sympathy for the struggles that you have. In other words, I've never been in prayer and asking God for help and telling him about my struggles, and I've never had God say, well, did you ever think that maybe that I'm offended by how you are and whatever? You know, there's never a sense of you are unworthy of sympathy and understanding and help, whether you've done wrong or not. You know, so I think that's getting into that frame of mind can help us have healthier relationships.
Absolutely. And Jed, I really like that idea of knowing you have a place where you can always be sympathized with and get mercy from. What else does that give us?
Well, I think it gives us a sanctuary, which is the thing that we all need. Here's my guess, is if your sister's being super, super mean to you, my guess is damn near everybody in your life is being super mean to you.
Right.
I could be wrong about that. I hope I am, but I doubt that I am.
Probably the rest of the family's like that.
Almost certainly. The thing, and I, if it helps, my family's the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the reasons why I learned to love God was I discovered that God was someone who would never be mean to me. Mm-hmm. I discovered that I could go to God and I could be honest with him in prayer and I could be real with him and he would never be mean to me. He would never make fun of me. He would never tell me I was stupid or too sensitive or too this or too that. He loved me. Yeah. He accepted me in the midst of when I was weak, in the midst of when I wasn't. He loved me. He accepted me. And we want that love and that acceptance for you. You deserve to have it. We know that one of the places you can experience it is with God. And we want to encourage you to investigate that.
Absolutely. We'll be back next week to talk to you more on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I've got sense that you know I cannot.